Right, it's about the old question around support and resistance. And people still, even today, are still asking, how do you do it? Which way is right? Which way is wrong? And according to me, I would say you can draw it a couple of ways, and some might be right, some might be wrong, but at a certain stage, a certain line is going to be right sometimes and it's going to be wrong other times. So it's very difficult to say this is how you do it, but I would show you the way that I'm doing it. If you look at that page one, you'll see that big brown line on top. It's 2.0136 more or less. I've just roughly drawn it in there. It could be 20 pips up or down, because look, I'm working on a monthly chart, and on a monthly chart 20 pips is nothing. So I just quickly draw it in by eyesight. You will find of those candles that high for that specific month might be instead of 136 might be 110 or 120 or something like that. Remember that I'm not working to the exact pip. I'm working within 10 pips. To me, it's fine. I'll show you later on when it comes to stop losses. I think if you did the daily wrap up today, you will see that I'm talking about the range of about 10 pips. To me, is good enough to set my stops and my take profits. I'm not exactly to the pip. Take out a calculator and work it out. If you see that line has been tested around about in 1990 and again 1992, and then again April this year, that line has been tested, that level has been tested. But look at the bottom line. I've drawn that bottom green line, I've drawn in as bottom trend line. I'm trying to define the price between two lines. That's very important, to capture your price action between two borders, and that's what I've done there with that brown line and with this bottom green line. Now that intermediate line is a support resistance line, according to me. Look how many times it found either support or resistance on that line. Even those 2 points that I did not mark there with a circle, it was the 1st of February, somewhere in February 2004, and then again in December 2004, it found the resistance against that line, and then in April again it found resistance against that intermediate line. Then I've drawn this other green line. You can see those green lines, how I've defined the price between two lines. I've bordered it in eventually. If you go to the weekly graph, you will see there exactly what I mean, that the price have now been defined and bordered between those two green lines. Currently, the price is sitting on the weekly 21 EMA. We're above the 89 SMA, that blue line, as you can see there. Look how many times it has pulled back to the 21, or just below the 20 line, 21 EMA, just below the 21 EMA. That's very important to notice that. If you go to the daily one, and here you see I've drawn another trend line in, or a support line, whatever you want to call it. You call it a trend line. It comes back from February 2006. Just look how many times it found support on it, and it somehow ran with the 200 SMA for quite a while. So that was a very strong support line, and our price did come in this week and found support on it, a little bit below it, but it was a very strong support. If you go to the next graph, which is daily one, which is a bit more detailed. Now look at this green line, the one we just talked about, that came all the way from 2006. But look at the other one, the other two green support and resistance lines, that channel which Pips was talking about. Look at the top, those three rectangles, how it found resistance on it. Look at the bottom one, the three purple rectangles finding support on it. Look at the middle one, support. The middle one was not just on the line, it was on the 89 SMA as well. And then you had that breakout there, upwards. There was a lot of emotion involved there. That was a beautiful trade upwards. The one on top that you people took last week went long with it. If you had this in mind, I don't think you would have went long at that specific stage. It's very important to have your support resistance line drawn in. If you go to page 5, there you will find the 4-hour. And you, if you look at those trend lines now, you can see where it comes from. It's not just a line that's been drawn there. It comes from history. And it's very important. You can't see that brown line that I've got on top there on the monthly graph. But it doesn't bother me. In a year or two, we might get back there. And then all of a sudden, that brown line is going to appear on your screen because you left it there. And it's going to tell you something. Because let me tell you, although the market has got memory, we forget quite often about those support and resistance lines. That comes a long way back. So keep that in mind when you draw your trend lines, when you draw your support resistance lines. Look at this line down here today. Actually, on Friday it found support on that bottom line. And then it came back all the way back up to the 21. And that's what the rule says. The rule says it's going to come back to the 21. We're below the 89. So my next move, I suspect this, the British pound, to come down and test this bottom trend line again. We have that intermediate one coming through there, just to have that in mind. When you do your deal, it's not to say you're not going to make it because that trend line are close and then your risk-reward ratio is not right. Work out your reward ratio down to the bottom one. But have in mind that when the price pulled away from that other one in the opposite direction, that the decision was wrong, it found support there and it moves away. That's very important to notice that. Another thing is look how all the moving averages, the 289 and the 365 getting together there. So we're going to have a run, I believe, in the near future. That's how I do my trend lines, and that's how I know where I am in terms of the market motion and where my support and resistance lines is. Hope you can find some benefit through this.